Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and today we're going to be talking about talking, or specifically about tough conversations. Every manager I work with has an issue with having tough conversations, and that is because they are the one instrument for affecting a lot of change that you have that you are usually the most afraid of. You either don't know how to use it or are afraid to do it at all, which means that you are very likely simply postponing every time that you have to have a tough conversation with someone as much as possible, and sometimes simply skipping on giving the person the feedback they should be hearing to make yourself feel more comfortable. You might think that you're doing them a service, that you're protecting them, but honestly, what you are doing is protecting yourself because you don't want to have that conversation. And you're actually doing that person a disservice because they're not getting the feedback, the guidance that they deserve from their manager, you. I once worked with a VP who had a manager simply ruin an employee, did not manage their employee. Well, they did not provide the right feedback. They sent mixed messages. They simply did a bad job at managing that specific employee. The VP said, "Yes, I know. They really dropped the ball." I asked, "What did the manager say when you told him that?" And the VP said, "Tell him. There's no reason to tell him. That's already all done. The employee quit, it doesn't matter." And what happened here is that you just missed a huge opportunity to push for improvement because it didn't make you feel good. Now, tough conversations split into two major scenarios. One is bad feedback and one is really bad news. Bad feedback means that you need to talk to someone and tell them they are not doing their work as good as they should be. And really bad news usually means you're not going to get that promotion, or you're getting fired, or we're going to put you on a personal improvement plan, something like that. There are a few steps to do this properly, which I always advise, and this is what you should start with. First of all, frankly, you do not need to be needlessly afraid. They are not likely to throw a chair at you once they hear the bad news. So don't let your lizard brain go all over the place and imagine the worst impossible scenarios. Assess the risks going in. What really is likely to happen? Will they simply don't listen to anything and come up with a bunch of excuses? Will they say they quit right on the spot? Whatever it is, assess whatever the risks are going to be. Next, think of your preventive measures and your contingencies. Once you have the risks laid out, think if there's anything you can do to prevent some of them from happening if they are costly risks. For example, you might decide that you want to provide that person an opportunity to give you a new assessment of something they did before you come over and tell them it is not good. Or that you decide to talk to one of that person's colleagues in order to hear what they have to say about, for example, their work with interfaces, in order to hear their opinions before you come and have that tough conversation. Contingencies mean if the risk actually happens, know what you can do. For example, if you're going to have a tough conversation with a manager and you fear the manager might actually say, "You know what? I quit. I don't need this." Think what you will do if that happens. If that manager is in charge of a project that you say it is so critical and you have absolutely no one that will make that project succeed in the time you have, maybe it is worthwhile to delay the conversation. Or maybe you should start thinking about someone that might step up from the existing team to cover for them while you're searching for a replacement. Once you have the risks, the preventive measures, and the contingencies, I really advise you to roleplay how the conversation is likely to happen. I know this might sound weird, but I've done this with a bunch of clients, and whether you need to fire someone, give someone bad feedback, make a big change in your organization, it really helps because it makes you be more aware of the way you are expressing yourself so that you do not accidentally say something you do not really mean or something that can be understood as offensive. And also, especially when it comes to letting people go, there are sometimes very specific things you have to say or not say given your specific legal situation. And after you talk to HR and understand what exactly you can and cannot say, role-playing can greatly help you make sure that you do not make a stupid mistake. So role-playing is great. You can do it with your boss, maybe with a colleague if you have one, your spouse, or of course, what I do is if you have a coach or an advisor, you can always call them up. If you need one, you have my email in the show notes. When you're role-playing, notice a couple of very important things. First, do not be needlessly aggressive. Some people, when they eventually decide to have the conversation, they simply go at it kind of like Dr. House. They will come in, guns blazing, and say, "You're stupid, you're doing that wrong, you should have stopped doing that, and I never even wanted to hire you, and I think that your dog is ugly." No need. You need to stay right into the point. You do need to say what is bad, but you do not need to be aggressive, and you do not need to lay out everything. Second, don't hide the problems. You have to express exactly what the issues are. When I have a client come out of such a conversation and at the end of it, I ask, did she understand that her job is on the line? And the exec says, "I'm not sure." That means you hid the problems. That means that you did not use the right language in order to make yourself clear. So don't use weak language that doesn't mean what you have in mind. You do have to say what the issues are and what's at stake. Simply don't be aggressive. And third, make sure that you are providing them with help. Tell them exactly what you expect to happen now. "I'm seeing this issue and I would like you to do this," or "I'm here to help you so we fix this and I've been thinking we can do this or that." They need to understand what exactly is going to happen once this meeting is over. Sometimes it makes sense to give them time to think about things, in which case you should actually say, "I know this is a lot, I want you to think about it, and let's talk again tomorrow at 10 a.m. But they need to understand what's going on and what's going to happen. And once you have this role played and you know what you're going to do, do it sooner rather than later. Getting feedback in a timely manner makes all the difference, because if I tell someone that something they pushed to production over the past 2 weeks broke production, they're going to have no idea what that was. They're going to be spending so much time trying to pinpoint that, and sometimes you do not even know what the change was. You simply find the current issue and fix it, or try and cover it up without understanding what was the root cause. Instead, of course, you can imagine hitting save and immediately having your unit test run and say, "Oh, you just messed that up. Here's the issue." So try and push for feedback as soon as you can. This works exactly the same like the feedback loops Agile and Ken Beck have been talking about in code. You want to do the same with your people. Provide them with feedback soon. And when you're providing them with feedback, just like in tests, they want to see red or green. They want to know when they are doing bad or good. And you should be providing them that feedback and that guidance so that if things are bad, they know what needs to be done in order to switch to the better position. Even if that means that they're going to have a bad time now or they have their ego bruised, but they will have something better at the end. To sum all of this up, tough conversations is something that you should be, unfortunately, having quite regularly. You shouldn't be postponing these. Working on these tough conversations is a muscle that gets better with time. It never gets easy. Trust me, it's never fun to fire someone. But if you do these often and well, you will hopefully need to fire less people because you provide them with actionable feedback more often. And once you have enough of these, people actually get kind of addicted to it because it can be amazing to get good, honest feedback from your manager. It's not something that you can get at every workplace. And it helps people grow. And there's a reason people are talking about radical candor so much these days. It is a great tool for a manager and especially for a leader, and you need to have it in your toolset. That's all for this week. Thank you as usual for joining me. Let me remind you that I have a great weekly newsletter coming out every week. You can subscribe in the link in the show notes. And if you have any questions or comments, simply send me an email. It's in the show notes as well. Thank you and talk to you soon.